So you went from Folkestone after all. I know the docks there and can picture you all preparing to start in the darkness. How I look forward with eagerness and yet fear too, to the first of your scrappy letters. You will tell me all you have to go through, won't you? At any rate, as much as censorship will allow. I shall not be afraid to know and confront the real. The imagined has far greater terrors for me. Let me share your hardships, perhaps your sufferings, in the only way I can.
France, 3rd of April, 1915. My first opportunity since landing here at 1 a.m. Thursday morning. We came via Folkestone and Boulogne, and are now at a place about 12 miles from the firing line. It is all as yet unrealizable. It seems very far from death and horror and fighting. The only immediate sign of war is a sudden flare of light along the road at night, and a glimpse of a French military car rushing past, or an occasional patrol of blue-coated cavalry. We can hear distant reports of heavy artillery fire.
I have had the dearest letter possible from Mrs. Layton. She is going to let me know at once anything she hears. She shares my desire to be in northern France now, in any capacity whatever. How I envy the women whose circumstances and opportunity have enabled to go. But these are the fortunate minority. The majority of us are all waiting, which is hardest of all, and not knowing where people are or what they are doing. The other night I went to bed in the most depressed frame of mind I have ever been in. And though I had not been reading or thinking of the story of an African farm, I woke up in the morning with the words so clear in my mind that I was almost saying them to myself. The echoes of despair slunk away, for the laugh of a brave, strong heart is as a death blow to them. I felt then that I was a weak and worthless creature to let myself be crushed by sad thoughts. I will be content to wait. But I will be able to do it better if every moment is crowded with work. There is a large hospital here, which has been extended lately to admit wounded, and I went to the matron of it yesterday and asked if I could help there in any way. She said she would be glad to take me on as a voluntary helper for the rest of the vac. I don't suppose the work I shall have to do could possibly be dignified by the name of nursing. It will more likely consist of darning socks or washing things. I have also been thinking about the long vacation, which is more than 3 months. Of course, I can still work at the hospital, but just lately an appeal has been made to all women who are willing and able to register themselves at the labour exchanges as being ready either to train for skilled labour or undertake unskilled labour so as to take the places of men who have gone and set others free. It provides thus for the contingency of a long war.
We arrived last night at a large town on the border of France and Belgium. I am now actually in the firing line, and am to take my platoon into the trenches this evening at 7 o'clock. The trenches run right into the town on one side, and I could hear the rifle fire last night as I lay in my bed. Our guns are a little way back, I think, and fire over our heads. The Germans started shelling the town again yesterday, but so far I have only heard and not seen the shells, with the exception of one shrapnel that burst some distance off on our right as we marched in last night. I wonder if I shall be afraid when I first get under fire. Best of love, yours always, R.
So far I have received your first two letters and the postcard from Kassel. Of course, I looked it up on the map. It seems uncomfortably near the places where most of the fighting has been so far. Somerville College has been requisitioned by the War Office as a military hospital for the duration of the war. The majority of us are going into part of Oriel College, the St. Mary Quadrangle, which has been lent us by them. Can't you imagine the indignation of the remaining undergraduates at this feminine invasion of their hallowed precincts? Those of us who cannot be accommodated at Oriel are going into rooms in Oriel Street and District. I am to be, I had almost said, billeted, in rooms, in a place called Micklem Hall, in St. Aldate's.
France, 12th of April, 1915. In the trenches. I'm writing this sitting on the edge of my bunk in the dugout. We are occupied.